Welcome back to Self Reacquaintance after a much needed break. I am excited to reconnect with you as we close the year 2024 and prepare for 2025. So just to give you a short feedback, I had mentioned in my last episode that I needed to take a break to attend to several personal things. And one of the things that I was attending to was that my kids were starting with their exams. And we did that. We prepared and we did well. We are all going to the next grades, all of them. They all passed and they are moving to the next grade. And that is one feedback I feel I needed to share with you. Others are personal and it is not yet time to share them. But in any case, that was the break that was so much needed. And I am glad I took it at the time that I took it. Now, back to the podcast. I am so happy to be back here to reconnect with you again as we close the year. A lot of us use this time of the year to reflect on the year that was, see where we need to make adjustments and to be in alignment with who God destined for us to be. So today, I want to share some lessons for me from 2024. These lessons I am taking into 2025 so that I can and maybe also help some of you to live intentionally, impact our surroundings positively, and most importantly, to live boldly. So grab a cup of coffee, tea, or whatever keeps you grounded, and let's dive into it. So I have learned so many things in 2024, so many. There's been a lot of learning, unlearning and relearning. There's been a lot of growth and push and challenge. And I'm going to be sharing only five in this episode because the intention is for this episode to be as short as possible. But I will be maybe sharing also other lessons that I've learned in the year on my other platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and other platforms that I have. I may be sharing the, but for now, I just want to share these five that I feel are relevant for this community of people in this podcast. Number one, the power of change. Let's talk about change. This year, one lesson that stood out for me is that what you do not change will eventually change you. Mm-hmm. I don't know who said this, but I agree completely. And maybe also I need to do some research. I needed to check this before I started this podcast. But anyway, what you do not change will eventually change you. Think about it. Neglecting things that need growth, improvement, whether it's in your personal life, your work environment, or your relationships, it doesn't mean they will stay the same. Often, they will deteriorate or morph into something we don't want, right? For example, if you've been in an environment that drains you or limits your growth, staying silent and not saying what you feel at that moment doesn't protect you. Instead, it starts to change you. It gradually changes you. It changes your confidence, your joy, and your dreams. So for 2025, let's commit to being agents of change in our own lives. I am committing to be the change in my own life. Change how we do things, how we carry ourselves, how we think, and how we speak, especially as children of God. Also, change your environment if it's not serving your purpose, right? Does this mean uprooting your entire life completely? Not necessarily. It could mean making small changes and small shifts, setting boundaries or reviewing existing boundaries, having honest conversations that align you closer to the life God destined for you. I feel like I have a big tummy since giving birth, One change for me in 2025 is that I will actively work towards removing it. Because even if people say they don't see this big tummy I'm referring to, I do. And at the end of the day, I need to feel good about myself, right? So that was one example. Or if you work in a section where you feel undermined, disrespected, or where you feel there's no growth, It is you who needs to initiate the conversation with your employer to move you to a different section. Or it is you who needs to start applying and looking for other jobs. But it is you who needs to make that change so that your life can be fulfilling. You know, Philippians 4:13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With God's help, you are equipped already to make these changes, the necessary changes for this life that God wants you to live. So go ahead and ask God where you need to make the changes. Then make those changes. Because as I said earlier, if you do not make the changes, if you neglect these areas of your life, you are going to pay dearly. If you do not move from that section at work to another section, you are going to pay with your mental health. Or worse, maybe your life. And if I don't deal with this belly fat now, in my research over, you know, in life, when I was doing some research for something else, I found that belly fat is linked to several diseases, such as diabetes, heart diseases, obesity, you know, hypertension, and. So I need to make the change now for myself so that I don't pay the price later. Ne? Neglecting does not solve the problem. It makes it worse. Number two. Lesson number two. Have class. Guard your energy. Another lesson I've held on to this year, and I am learning, is that I need to have class. I have learned not to engage in every conversation or argument that comes my way. And trust me, sometimes they come to you. You are not even looking. You are minding your business. And these things, they come to you. But we need to have class. The world thrives on noise. But my sweetheart, not every battle is yours to fight. Having class means knowing when to speak and when to step back. This can be challenging sometimes, but allow the Holy Spirit to help you. Learn to listen and accept when He says, keep quiet. When He says, shh. Sometimes we don't understand why we should be keeping quiet, especially if we feel you should register your opinion at that moment. But it is about maintaining dignity, even when others provoke you. Another thing is that social media, for instance, is filled with debates and opinions that pull us in every direction. But the truth is, engaging in unnecessary conversation only drains you and distracts you from what really matters. In Proverbs 29 verse 11 says, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Wisdom sometimes looks like silence. Sometimes it even looks like foolishness because you are allowing people to walk all over you. But for 2025, let's choose our battles wisely and ask God to give us wisdom. To give us wisdom and discernment to know when to speak, how to speak, and to who we should be speaking. We need that wisdom. We really need that wisdom. We need to engage where we can bring value and bring light. But do not let every opinion about you or every situation pull you into unnecessary drama. Let them talk. Let them be nasty. Let them create stories. Let them allow them to be themselves. It's who they are. Right? But don't get into unnecessary drama. Also, refuse to be in conversations that are aimed at destroying people's reputations or characters. Because the reality is, people only tell their side of the story. They never tell you what they did. I read a post on Instagram saying, Do not pick sides until you know the full story, because some people are insanely skilled at making others look bad. We don't fight anything or anyone next year. Let them be who they are and allow God to be God. Amen. Number three. Respect and serve. This year, I've been reminded that respecting others and serving God with our gifts and talents is their highest calling. Whether it's through your work, your family, or even the small moments of kindness you extend to strangers or people you know, serving God and respecting others shows character, and it also brings fulfillment. Here's the thing. God gave you unique gifts and talents for a reason. Maybe you're a great listener or a creative thinker or a strategic planner. Whatever your gift is, next year, don't hide it. Use it boldly in 2025 to serve others and glorify God. In Luke 12:48, God reminds us that to whom much is given, much will be required. Let's take that responsibility seriously and step into the new year with that understanding that we have a responsibility to use the gifts and talents for God's glory. Number four, be humble but not timid. Another important lesson. Humility is a beautiful virtue. It helps us stay grounded. It reminds us that we don't have all the answers, and it keeps us open to learning. But sometimes humility is misunderstood as timidity or self-doubt. And that's not what God calls us to. Being humble doesn't mean you must shrink yourself. It doesn't mean staying quiet when your voice is needed or downplay the gifts God gave you. Nope. True humility is walking confidently in your purpose while also acknowledging that your strength and success comes from God and Him alone. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power. God, that power, love and self-discipline. So in 2025, let's practice humility, but let's also be bold in stepping into the spaces God has called us into. Number five, living boldly in faith. Finally, let's talk about boldness. Living boldly means trusting God, even when the path isn't clear. You remember when we started with the podcast and I said there's no clarity? It wasn't clear, but God said, start and do that thing that is scaring you. That thing that is giving you sleepless nights, but that scares you. Do it. Go for it. You've got nothing to lose. It's about working in faith and not being afraid to take risks aligned with your purpose. The world needs people who live boldly, who are unashamed of their faith, who stand firm in their values, and who bring light wherever they go. Go ahead and do that thing you have been thinking and dreaming about. That thing God placed in your heart. You know, what's the worst that could happen, really, honestly? What is it? Why are we so scared? And I'm asking myself also, because there are still things that I need to do again. And I'm like, but what is the worst that could happen? The most respected people and honored people in this world are people who actively take initiative and take chances, who make things happen. In 2025, I'm committing to making things happen for me. And I hope you call me to make things happen. Create that life. Create the life you want. Do the things. Do the necessary work. Put in the effort. Do things that would propel you forward. In closing, as we wrap up this final episode of the year, let me leave you with this. 2025 is a blank canvas. No one knows what's going to happen in 2025. It is a blank canvas. The lessons you've learned in 2024 are the tools you'll use to paint a beautiful picture. Whatever it is you want to see in that picture, it's going to be up to you to create that life for you. Change what needs to be changed, respect others, serve God with your gifts, and live boldly. Thank you for being part of Self-Reacquaintance this year. I can't wait to journey with you again in 2025. Stay safe, stay grounded, and remember to live intentionally. Until next year, take care and God bless you.